Describe a time when you spent a lot of money on something. Today, I'm going to tell you about a time I spent a lot of money on buying a mobile phone. Last month, while traveling back home from work, I was caught in a torrential downpour and got drenched. Unfortunately, my phone, which I put in my trousers pocket, got water damage too. I took it to the phone repair shop, but all efforts were in vain. So, I decided to buy a new one. At that time, Samsung had just launched their latest model, which was the Samsung Galaxy Note 10 Plus. And needless to say, I was immediately hooked on its new design. It was gorgeous to look at, and the image quality was incredible with nice vivid colours. The thing which I was particularly impressed by was the hole cut in the top for the selfie camera, because it was totally smaller than any other model. Everything about this phone was perfectly amazing, except for one thing, the price. It was sold for an exorbitant price of $950. To be honest, I had never spent such a huge sum of money like that on anything before. After a few days weighing up the cost, I finally made up my mind to buy this expensive phone. Normally, I would go to the mobile store to properly examine the phone before making a decision to buy it. But this time, I decided to purchase it online because the price on the website was $50 lower than in store. And the phone was delivered right the next day with no breakage or problems at all. I was completely satisfied with this brand new phone, and it was completely worth the money. 1. Why do people save money? I think it's basically because no one can predict the future, and people's savings can help them be more financially secure in case of an emergency. Bad things can happen to anyone, and it's always better for people to be well prepared. For example, you can suddenly lose your job and become unemployed for a period of time. In this case, without a stable income as usual, you can use this money as a backup for necessary expenses. 2. Do you think rich people are happier than those who are not rich? It's hard to answer this. First of all, I do believe that the rich will be more satisfied with their lives compared to the poor, because they are financially comfortable and all their most important needs are easily met. It's clear that they will feel a greater sense of security and less stressed about their futures. But from my perspective, satisfaction is different from happiness. Being happy is something related to the emotional state and innermost feelings, which cannot be bought by money. 3. Do you think children should learn money management? Sure. In modern society, teaching children to manage their money is absolutely necessary. You know, children seem to become targets of the advertising industry, so they should be taught how to use their money wisely and avoid spending money impulsively. When it comes to teaching kids about money, the most important point is to show them the difference between things they want and things they need. By forming a good saving habit at an early age, children will find it easier to manage their life in the future. 4. Why do many people apply for credit cards nowadays? I have to say that credit cards are not that popular in Vietnam. But I've heard about these types of cards before, and I can see that they come with a lot of merits. Credit cards can be valuable tools, especially for handling emergencies and unplanned expenses. Credit cards give users a chance to access money they don't actually own and then pay it back later, pretty much like a loan. People will have more chance to go shopping without worrying much about their financial state at the time. That's why more and more people tend to use credit cards these days.